Fairbanks, Alaska, October the 26th, 1960. A letter from Jeff Davis, King of the Hobos and Emperor of Knights of the Road, addressed to me, Fairbanks. It says, Hobnology by King Jeff, en route. This is a report of his trip. On June the 15th, I left Cincinnati, Ohio, en route to Fairbanks, Alaska. Thanks to the Cincinnati tank, number one, who had given me a purse of over $400, I was well healed for the trip. Chicago was the first stop. Pat Gorman was out of town, so I headed for Milwaukee. First thing I did was call up Phil Valley. Both of these Bow members have done much for many years in the past for our outfit, the Knights of the Road. Then into St. Paul, Minnesota. I tried to get hold of our chief dispatcher, Doc A. Tupa, but failed. But I did see Vern Tester, chief dispatcher of St. Paul Tank. Wow, what a time he showed me. Then on to the Pacific Coast, where I landed in Seattle, Washington. John Christensen, chief dispatcher of our Seattle Tank, was out of town. But George Wagner, known as the champion blood donor in the Seattle charter member of the Knights of the Road, and charter member of the Knights of the Road, took me in hand, and off we went, visiting our Bow members. Sure, we hit Hank's place on Occidental, and Hank fixed us up with a feed bag, and yay, boy, did we eat. A friend to all who hit Skid Row in the many past years, busted, Hank Rosalski was an old-time member of our organization, of whom we are were all very proud that he was with one of us. Alan Pomeroy, one of our string of lawyers, and Clay Nixon, and 100 others of Seattle Bow members, gave me a royal reception, one I shall never forget. At Seattle, I got the plane to Fairbanks, Alaska. In just a few short hours, the jet, at 500 miles an hour or more, landed in Fairbanks, Alaska in good time. The Chamber of Commerce thought a bunch of bums were about to land in Fairbanks, but we Bows, wherever we strolled in and out of the stores, even in the bars, proved that while some gentlemen were acting like bums, we hobos were acting like gentlemen. We are indebted to the News Miner evening newspaper for Fairbanks, who went all out of their way to give us a real hearty, sincere welcome and carried the Bows on the front page all during our three-week stay. Harry Hughes also went out of his way in seeing to it that we hobos got the right kind of attention. He brought about the Hobo Picnic and the Hobo Ball, all proceeds which were turned over to the Crippled Children's Society in the amount of $273. Leonard Lubin and Sophie Stebbins cooperated greatly in making our stay a success. Lubin is a Grand Duke in the Knights of the Road, and Sophie is a Grand Duchess. One of our greatest surprises was to meet Earl Pilgrim, who I had not seen since 1914, when I had the Hotel de Gink for homeless men in Seattle, Washington. Earl is a swell fellow to know. We are proud he carries a bow card. Also, Harry Hinchey, chairman and ex-board member, was too ill to attend the convention in Fairbanks. And I must not forget Jack Hughes, the blind philosopher. Jack is one of our Bows of long standing. Yes, he came to the Hobo Jamboree in Alaska. In fact, Jack is well known in Alaska. He has made many trips there in the past years. Jack had his office, at the Fairbanks Elk Club. The Elks threw out the red carpet for him, and we thank the Elks for their kindness. Jack deserves it. In fact, Jack gets treated swell wherever he goes. Jessen's Weekly in Fairbanks covered our activities with a well-written write-up by Albro G. Gregory, B. Gregory, its editor. Albro is a fine person to meet and sincere. So was Cliff Cernick, city editor of the News Miner, and all of his reporters, who never were too busy to interview us. Harry Hughes took our delegates and Queen Garnet to the not-forgotten home of Santa Claus at North Pole. Alaska. Mayor Miller, Santa Claus to everyone, made me a citizen of North Pole. Two of the most interesting saloons were the Wonder Bar and the Gold Rush Bar. If you ever go to Fairbanks, Alaska, make it a must to visit those places. From Fairbanks, I went by plane to Anchorage, Alaska. We got a royal reception. We're invited to hold one of our conventions in Anchorage some year in the future. Telegrams received were one from Beau Michael of Dublin, Ireland, one from Governor DeSalle of Ohio, and one from Mayor Clancy of Cincinnati. Both sent letters of greetings and fine long telegrams from Ed Miller of the hotel workers and the bartenders, and Kirk P. Fuller, president of the brewery workers, also remembered us with a splendid letter. We thanked them all. Coming back towards Cincinnati, I stopped in San Francisco and met many of our Bow members. Then on to Phoenix, Arizona, conferring with Paul McAdams, a longtime member who took me about the Army and air bases, where I met more of our members in uniform. In Tucson, Arizona, I saw one of our vice presidents, John Becker, and a charter member of the Knights of the Road. He has the Schumann's Ranch, a $500,000 resort with cottages and huge swimming pool. He kept us there for a week, and what a time we had. Of the resolutions, one is that it would be worthwhile to have a pioneer memorial in Fairbanks, Alaska, in memory of those who blazed the way to progress in the Alaska Territory. Also, a monorail system overhead on railroad property to hook up autos for the long trips east and west, north and south. Cooperation of highways near rail and tunnels to help carry out this project. John Becker proposed a statue of me on the Schumann's Ranch. Also, the consideration of the organization of the Hobos of Mayor taking over his ranch within the next 5 to 10 years. This is submitted and signed by Jeff Davis, King and Emperor of the Knights of the Road. This is Harry Hughes. This is the end of this tape.
October the 26, 1960, Fairbanks, Alaska. This letter I am about to read, I received in the mail today from the Knights of the Road and the Hobos of America from Cincinnati, Ohio, from Jeff Davis, King of the Hobos. It says, hobnomically by Jeff Davis, en route. On June the 15th, I left Cincinnati, Ohio, en route to Fairbanks, Alaska. Thanks to Cincinnati Tank Number 1, who had given me a purse of over $400, I was well healed for the trip. Chicago was the first stop. Pat Gorman was out of town, so I headed for Milwaukee. First thing I did was to call up Phil Valley. Both of these Bow members have done much for many, many years past for our outfit, Knights of the Road. Then in St. Paul, Minnesota, I tried to get hold of our chief auditor, Doc A. Tupa, but failed. But I did see Vern Tester, chief dispatcher of St. Paul Tank. Wow, what a time he showed me. Then on the Pacific coast, where I landed in Seattle, Washington, John Christensen, chief dispatcher of the Seattle Tank, was out of town. But George Wagner, known as the champion blood donor in Seattle and a charter member of the Knights of the Road, took me in hand, and off we went visiting our members, Bow members. Sure, we hit Hank's place on Occidental, and Hank fixed us up with a feed bag, and yay, Bow, did we eat. A friend to all who hit the skid row in the many past years, busted. Hank Rosalski, an old-time member of our organization, of whom we all were proud that we had one of us, Alan Pomeroy, one of the string of lawyers and Clay Nixon and 100 others Seattle Bow members gave me a royal reception, one I shall never forget. At Seattle, I got the plane for Fairbanks, Alaska. I had just a few short hours, the jet at 500 miles an hour or more landed in Fairbanks, Alaska, in good time. The Chamber of Commerce thought a bunch of bums were strolling in and out of stores, even in the bars, proved that while some gentlemen were acting like bums, we hobos were acting like gentlemen. We are indebted to the Newsminer evening paper of Fairbanks, who went all out of their way to give us a real hearty, sincere welcome and carried the bows on the front page all during our three-week stay. Harry Hughes also went out of his way in seeing to it that we hobos got the right kind of attention. He brought about the hobo picnic and the hobo ball, all proceeds which were turned over to the Crippled Children's Society in the amount of $273. Leonard Lubin and Sophie Stebbins cooperated greatly in making our stay a success. Lubin is a Grand Duke in the Knights of the Road, and Sophie is a Grand Duchess. One of our greatest surprises was to meet Earl Pilgrim, whom I had not seen since 1914, when I had the Hotel de Gink for homeless men in Seattle, Washington. Earl is a swell fellow to know. We are proud he carries a bow card. Harry Hinchey, chairman of the an ex-board member, was too ill to attend the meeting. And I must not forget Jack Hughes, the blind philosopher. Jack is one of our bows of long standing. Yes, he came to the Hobo Jamboree in Alaska. In fact, Jack is well known in Alaska. He has made many trips there in the past years. Jack and his wife and his office, at Fairbanks Elks Club. Elks throw out the red carpet for him, and we thank the Elks for their kindness. Jack deserves it. In fact, Jack gets treated swell wherever he goes. Jessens Weekly in Fairbanks covered our activities with well-written write-ups by Gregory Albro and its editor. Albro is a fine person to meet and sincere, and so with Cliff Sernick, city editor of the Newsminer. All of his reporters who were never too busy to interview us. Harry Hughes took our delegates and our Queen Garnet to the not-forgotten home of Santa Claus at North Pole. Alaska Mayor Miller made me an honorary citizen of North Pole. Two of the most interesting saloons were the Wonder Bar and the Gold Rush Bar. If you ever go to Fairbanks, Alaska, make it a must. From Fairbanks, I went by plane to Anchorage, Alaska. We got a royal reception in Anchorage some year in the future. Telegrams received were from Beau Michael Dublin, Ireland, Governor DeSalle of Ohio, Mayor Clancy of Cincinnati, all letters sent greetings, and a fine long telegram from Ed Miller, president of the Hotel Workers and Bartenders. And Kirk F. Fuller, president of the Brewery Workers, also remembered us with a splendid letter. We thank them all. Coming back towards Sonoma, I stopped over in San Francisco and met many of our bow members. Then into Phoenix, Arizona, and conferred with Paul McAdams, where I met more of our members in uniform in the military base. At Tucson, Arizona, I saw one of the vice presidents, John Becker, and a charter member of the Knights of the Road. He has the Schumas Ranch, a $500,000 resort with cottages and huge swimming pool. He kept us there a week. And of the resolutions, one is that it would be worthwhile to have a pioneer memorial in Fairbanks, Alaska, in memory of those who blazed the way to progress. Also, is an excerpt of a portion of the letter received today from the Knights of the Road, Cincinnati, Ohio. This is Harry Hughes. Sugar Rail and Tunnels to help carry out the project. Oh, yes. Endorsement of Father John Boyles,